Are you going to all the outdoors?
Yeah, I'll go to the outdoors. That's what I do. I cover them, Chiz. I'm a professional media guy. Marshall Welton's going to be riding Gas outdoors. Breaking news.
Let him know.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Privateer showdowns aren't easy to make, but you did it. You got in. But then you got taken down or something happened with somebody later in the race.
The East vs. West showdown or Privateer showdown?
No, the main tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I got in. I was sixth in the heat, so yeah. I was stoked with that.
Did somebody take you out, or am I thinking something different?
Self-inflicted.
Okay,
just
self-inflicted.
There's like, I started the whoops. So it was like lap 10, and there's a pile up at the end of the whoops, and I was like concerned about hitting it. And then I finally get to the end of the whoops, and I'm like, okay, it's on the inside. I'm just gonna go outside. And as I'm like just getting there, I stared down at this like boulder, like pretty decent size, and I just stared, and I just went right into this boulder, and yeah. Then it. Like, I, like, catapulted myself into the berm all weird, okay. And I just fell, and I blew
and
it.
There was guys on the inside, too.
There was guys on the inside. It was Carnes. That turn was messed up. But then I ended up bending my radiator. It was leaking, so I kind of just nerfed my bike back to the finish line, and I was over at that point. Right. But
I mean, getting in is an accomplishment in these things.
Yeah, and I mean, I was stoked with being sixth in the heat. Like, yeah. I feel like I had good speed all day, and, like, whoops, were you all right?
Beam life.
Travis, beam life, yeah.
Yeah, beam life right there, yeah. Live it extreme. Hey, the LCQ thing, you did pretty good. On 250F, of course, so you were at elevation, all that, so good job.
Yeah, I raced elevation in Denver last week, and I don't know, like, the settings didn't quite correlate, so I made quite a few changes with everything. I went, like, from a 1349, and I was running first gear all last week, and now I'm at 1352, so I ran second. Took a little bit to get adjusted with mapping, but I think my bike was, like, competitive with everything in the 450s. There was a few insides they could do that I couldn't quite squeak, but... yeah, it was cool to like be first 250. Even in the race, it was awesome to even get the opportunity.
Yeah, and no quick straps, so that was good.
Quick straps are parked. We're done with them.
God. Yeah, it was cool, man. And then, hey, so Lee McCollum, mechanic, X-Factory Suzuki guy, you know him.
I do know
him. He said to me, I'm going to give $1,000 to a guy who goes to the line without a mechanic. And I'm like, okay, all right. Thinking to myself, well, it's not really going to be anybody, but okay, Leroy. And there you are. You roll up. You roll down by yourself. No transponder on. You had to go get one. And then you roll in by yourself, and you get $1,000 extra.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds bad. Like, it's just so much to put together on the weekend. And my buddy Travis booked my flight out here for me, and they're super expensive. So I'm staying with Kuzo in a hotel room, and it's, like, it's pretty full privateer this weekend. I pit out of my rental car.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it truly was no mechanic all weekend. So it's I don't mind it because I work on my bike during the week anyways, yeah. And it's like I trust myself. It's hard to just trust some random guy sometimes, but I just thought, like, why not? Let's do it.
Worked out, man. Did you have any qualms about anybody selling the clothespins? Did you have any worry about that?
Initially, but I was only thinking, like, I mean, I'll probably end up doing the same thing. I do so many money races on my own, like, I'd throw $100 at it, like, yeah.
Well, next week, just JB money race, too, so you're going to clean up there, too.
Yeah, I've been 2 years in a row for that now, so... I'm ready. I got a two-stroke ready. I got these new Gas 450s, and be a good start for outdoors.
Awesome. Thanks, Marshall.
Thanks, Steve.